This is Today's Child with your host, Emily Ramsdell. In light of this week's tragic events in Uvalde, Texas, Emily has prepared a special edition of Today's Child. We invite you to listen.
Our country is just reeling yet again another tragedy, most recently in Buffalo, New York, and now in Uvalde, Texas, where a young man entered Robb Elementary School, where second, third, and fourth graders were learning, and without warning and seemingly without caring, took the lives of 19 children and two adults. It is hard for us to conceive of such a heartbreaking event. Truly, we weep with those who weep. Our prayers are with the brokenhearted during these most difficult days. Our country, our government continue to search for answers to this violence. Yet as believers, we know that the problem lies within hearts. As God says in his word in Jeremiah 17:9, our hearts are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? It's a sin problem. Is there an answer? The answer is found only in God's Word and in His Son, Jesus. When prayer and the Bible were removed from our schools and places of government, and the Ten Commandments were removed and were removed from the walls of our courthouses, the downward trend began to remove God from our country and from our lives. But something happened in June of 2001, I believe, when God overruled and in a landmark Supreme Court decision, the judges declared equal access in that a Bible club, Good News Clubs, could be held on local elementary school campuses after school if any other after-school programs were happening. What a victory! What a banner day for Bible clubs! And we still have that privilege. But it seems to be the best-kept secret, and it shouldn't be. Listeners, we can be on an elementary school campus with a weekly after-school Good News Bible Club. Child Evangelism Fellowship is looking for solid Bible-believing churches to adopt a local elementary school, to pray for that school, and to host a weekly Bible club. Can you imagine the impact a Bible club and the faithful prayers for a school by a neighboring church would have in the lives of the school staff and students? The church owns the Good News Bible Club. Child Evangelism Fellowship comes alongside the church to provide training for your church people to teach and volunteer at Good News Club. Child Evangelism Fellowship provides the know-how to assist the church in getting a Good News Club started, and we provide solid, biblically-based, teacher-friendly curriculum. This curriculum is Christ-centered. It contains the message of salvation in each lesson, along with an appropriate Bible verse to help the children apply God's Word to their lives. We are finding in our Good News Clubs that about 80% of children and their families are not in church or Sunday school, and most of these children have never seen a Bible. One mother said to us recently, "Our daughter has been asking questions about God and the Bible. We don't do church, so we're signing her up for the Good News Club so that you can answer her questions." What an opportunity! And better still, what an opportunity for the church to follow up these unchurched children and their families and invite them to church. This truly is home missions at work. Children today, so many of them are confused. They are hurting. They are hopeless. They're wondering, is there a God? Does he care about me? Does my life have any meaning? The time is now for the church to step up to the plate and for God's people to step up and get involved in a school-related Bible club. A weekly Good News Bible Club is like taking Sunday school to the school classroom. We have that privilege. A Good News Club is a special time for children. They sing, they learn a Bible verse, they hear and see a visualized Bible lesson with applications to their lives. They're involved in fun Bible review games, and of course, they have snacks and enjoy their time with other kids and with adults who love Jesus and who care about the kids. The Good News Bible Club is a win-win. A win for the school who has a church praying for them, a win for the church to reach out to the lost, and a win for the children and families to see God's church, God's people, caring for their spiritual needs. Listeners, if what is happening in our world today has affected you, then pray. Ask God what you can do. Ask God if your church should consider stepping out this fall and getting involved in your local elementary school with a Good News Bible Club. For more information about Child Evangelism Fellowship and the after-school Good News Clubs, contact me, Emily Ramsdell, at emilycef@aol.com. That's emilycef@aol.com. Thank you for listening.